Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now listen, you can cut the budget, you can cut the talk, but don't you cut the food stamps. Not for the kids. They the ones who still dreaming, still growing. Feed the children first. That's how a nation stays strong.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. Why do I know this? Because I am the original. That's right. I've been knocking out albums now for better than 40 years, almost 41 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so cocky host. When I say cocky, let me tell you why. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked, and never got knocked out, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer, so I know a little bit about boxing. I know a lot about boxing. Actually, I've been to 34 countries regarding the sporting of boxing, representing boxing. Straight up, I know a little bit, but you know a little bit more, or do you? I'll open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just once for you sports fans. Of course, you got something to say, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are on the... Javonte Davis, my favorite guy. You know, that little creepy guy. You know, he's creepy as hell, man. He beats up women. I mean, not the first time. I think he was arrested in 2020 and again in 2022 for lumping up women. Of course, evidently some woman said he did the same thing a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, she's filed a lawsuit. And she's not going to, I guess, go the criminal way. But the bottom line is he skated more than once as far as domestic assault is concerned. So I think his time is up. As far as this thing with Jake Paul, who is going to buy that anyway? Even the Jake Paul people, I mean, would they buy that? I mean, let me tell you. A guy 130 pounds versus a guy that's 190 pounds or 200 pounds? Come on, man. Even if Jake Paul can't fight, he's still got a massive amount of size here, right? And size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And this, folks, unfortunately, is combat sports in 2025. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The reason why I was stuttering is that my man, Daniel Ogden, the producer in the other room, his mom had a big checkup this week, and she's batting 1,000. So we're like all, we're ecstatic here in the studio. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now listen, you can cut the budget, you can cut the talk, but don't you cut the food stamps. Not for the kids. They the ones who still dreaming, still growing. Feed the children first. That's how a nation stays strong.
My man, Hamish Stewart, lead singer of the Average White Band, bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In case you didn't know, Average White Band, or AWB, retired last November here in Oakland, California. Actually did one show after here and went to Arizona. But the bottom line is, I emceed one of their last shows. I was honored to do that. I want to thank Alan Gorey. Of course, Brent Carter, the lead singer of the Average White Band, after being the lead singer of the Mighty Tower of Power for a long time, of course, three or four albums. Now, he's the lead singer of the Commodores, and he's down there in Australia. He's been on tour in Australia for almost a month. So more power to Mr. and Mrs. Carter's kid. I mean, Brent Carter, more power to you, my brother. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Somebody said to me, you know, what's up with the state of boxing right now? Are you happy about the state of boxing? Do you need to take Viagra to watch boxing now? I mean, in order to get up, do you need drugs? Sometimes you do. I mean, because let's be honest, the best aren't really fighting the best. Let's talk about this. So let's go through the top. Of course, Terrence Crawford is considered the best in a lot of people's mind. I don't think so. I think the best fighter pound for pound is either Hunto Nakatani, the Japanese champion, 118 pounds, WBC 118-pound champion. He's 31-0 with 24 KOs. Or Nanoa Inoue, the 122-pound champion from Japan. He is 31-0 with 27 KOs. Got three more knockouts than Nakatani. But I think that Nakatani's a better fighter. And the fact that Inoue has never mentioned Nakatani ever once. I mean, the guy's like right next door. And he's like, I don't even see him. So I think that Nanoa Inoue knows that's the real challenge. Of course, that fight's supposed to take place sometime in 2026. And I'm willing to go across the pond for that. Let me tell you, I've been to Japan twice. The first time I went to Japan, I was freaking out because there wasn't any noise. I mean, you walk down the street and there wasn't any noise. You could hear people's feet hit the ground and stuff like that. I mean, and they weren't wearing heels. That's how quiet it was. And I was freaking out. I said, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like me. I thought maybe something was wrong with me. What it actually was that's the Japanese people. They don't make any noise. They don't honk horns. Oh, man. I mean, I didn't hear a horn honk over there. Very nice people, courteous people, no doubt about that, except for the Yakuza. Don't mess with the Yakuza. Ask Mike Tyson. But the bottom line is the Japanese people are great, and I think the Japanese right now have, you know, the two best fighters pound for pound in the entire world of boxing, although Terrence Crawford, of course, can lay some claim to that, being undefeated in 41-42-0 now with 31 knockouts, of course, coming off the win about a month ago of Canelo Alvarez. But that wasn't such a surprise. It just wasn't. I mean, let me tell you like this. I'm not trying to say he was average. I'm not saying Canelo's average. Canelo's a great fighter, a good fighter at one point in time. But he's only a great fighter if you stand in front of him. If you move on him, he doesn't look so good. And he can't do his thing. The bottom line is he's befuddled. He's got three left feet. Not one, not two, but three. Three left feet. So with three left feet, he's not going to have the best footwork in the world. Okay? So you move on the dude. You just move on him. And I said, if you moved away from the right hand all night, just stayed away from the right hand and watched out for the left hook, kept your right hand up, that's the easy way to beat him. It's an easy way to beat. In and out, dart in and out if you want. But the bottom line is Canelo's not fast. He's not even relatively fast. At the end of the day, I think he's an above average fighter that came along at a good time, was able to capture this pound for pound glory because of the fact that he's Mexican and the world was starving for talent. I mean, the boxing world is starving for talent. I mean, I'll go through this for you. Terrence Crawford, Oleg Usyk, Nuno Inouye, Nakatani, Artur Bitabev, Dmitry Bivol, Jesse Rodriguez, the aforementioned Saul Canelo Alvarez, David Benavidez, and Shakur Stevenson. I mean, nobody really lights a fire here under your ass, do they? I mean, Shakur obviously doesn't. Shakur, if you're a crack addict or you're on methamphetamine and you haven't slept in 3 or 4 months, just throw in a Shakur Stevenson tape or watch one on YouTube. Believe me, you'll be sleeping real soon. And of course, if you fought David Benavidez, there's a good chance you'd be going to sleep as well. I'm talking about David Benavidez, the probably best fighter pound for pound in the world as far as America's concerned. Of course, he's a Mexican, American, El Salvadoranian or something like that. He's got Ecuadorian, something like that. Bottom line, he's got three different little ethnic backgrounds to him. But the bottom line is, I think he's the best fighter in the world. I mean, statistically, I know that the Japanese fighters do appear superior in some people's minds, and there's a chance there's merit to that saying the two Japanese fighters are probably the best fighters in the world. But I'm telling you, David Benavidez, he was avoided like a girl at a dance with a herpes sore on her mouth. I mean, nobody's want to dance with the girl with the herpes sore in her mouth. You just don't want to, do you? I mean, you don't. Okay, so. Nobody wants to dance with David Benavidez. They just don't. I mean, they just don't. Why do I say that? Because Canelo Alvarez took, 3.5 years? Said, I'm not going to fight him, 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 I'm not going to fight him. And he didn't fight him. And the WBC, the World of Bunko and Chicanery, run by Jose Suleiman's son, I'm talking about Mauricio Suleiman, okay, they did nothing. They said they were going to enforce their own rules. Their own rules say that you have to fight the number one contender once a year. That's the rules. You can do anything else you want, but you got to fight the number one guy once a year. He didn't fight the number one guy for 3.5 years. The last number one guy, 4 years. The last number one guy he fought, Canelo, was some guy from Iran. When's the last time you seen a guy from Iran that could fight? Never. Okay, I'm just telling you the truth. He couldn't lick a stab you with his tongue. But that's the last time Canelo fought a number one guy. A rigged number one guy, a set-up guy. Listen, let me tell you, the WBC is famous for setting up guys as far as being opponents for the champions. Let me tell you back in time. David Vetter was a bus driver in San Jose, California. I think he fought a few years before me. But anyway, the bottom line is he went and fought for the world title 3 or 4 different times and this and that, and the WBC ranked him and the WBA ranked him. And they gave him these title fights. Why? Because he couldn't win. They did this to make a title fight with, you got a champion. He never won. I mean, the closest I think he came with a draw was with Virgil or somebody like that. But outside of that, David Vetter did nothing, okay? And David Vetter's claim to fame, get this, all those fights he took place when he went on the road, 4 or 5 different title fights around different parts of the world, guess what? He was on workman's compensation from the bus department down there in San Jose, California, the Santa Clara Transit. He was on workman's comp the whole time. Every time he fought, he was on workman's comp. You got to give a dude props for that, man. I mean, have a workman's comp. You're on workers' comp, they're paying you to stay home because you can't work as a bus driver, right? But you can go around and try to kick people's ass, or you can get your ass kicked. Bottom line is, that was David Vetter. What I'm trying to say is, opponents are needed. I mean, guys like David Vetter are needed. I mean, I saw the other day where some guy, they put a name of him up on Facebook. He was 1 in 100 or something like that. One win in 100 losses. But let me tell you, opponents, we need guys to lose. I mean, that's the way it is. That's how you sort of build up guys that are good. You build them up with decent guys, and then, of course, as they get better, you give them better guys. But when you're looking at the top 10 right now, pound for pound, these guys aren't fighting each other. They're just not. With the exception of Noah Inouye and Nakatani, I think it's because it'll be national pride forcing the Noah to fight Nakatani. Outside of that, Terrence Crawford, he doesn't know what he wants to do next. Jaron Ennis, I don't know. Him and Virgil Ortiz, I don't know. Virgil Ortiz got the fight coming up with Lubin. Of course, that's supposed to be a tough fight for the WBC, I believe, interim 154-pound championship. Of course, anytime the WBC goes interim, interim, that means ching, ching. They're making some money. The sanction is, I think they're trying to get, I think they get maybe 2 or 3%. I'm not sure. But I think it was 2 or 3% from each fighter. So, like, I think it was 3 from the champion. Man, bottom line is, they got like 5% out of the fight. Okay, so the WBC gets 5% of the fight as an interim because it's an interim title fight. Now, listen, the Association of Boxing Commissions a few years ago when they had some balls, when they had some teeth, when they had some enforcement power, they said that you can't have interim champions. They threatened to take the WBA, the World of Bunko and Anarchy. Of course, they threatened to take those guys from Venezuela, threatened to take those guys right out of the box rankings. Okay, they were going to take them out of the ratings the whole nine yards. And then the WBA sort of got in line, and now it's the WBC getting out of line with these WBC interim titles. All they mean is that when you used to have an interim, the only time you had an interim title is when the champion couldn't fight. In other words, he was hurt, he was sidelined, his wife is having a baby, I'm just going to the I'm trying to say, only when something was really weird. And now it's like, it's all the time. It just is. I mean, all these soft fights these guys want to take. Alvarez, of course, I just wish he would go away. I think he's been a blight on boxing for the last 3 or 4 years. Not in the minds of Mexicans. Even though he dogged it against Terrence Crawford, he didn't try. He never tried. There was never, let me tell you, there's a point in every fight. If you're losing, you got to say to yourself, I got to gamble. And, you know, that's how you win. That's how you get. I remember Ray Leonard told me, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? He goes, the willingness to gamble, okay? He never wanted to gamble. He never even came close to gambling. I mean, he did nothing, absolutely nothing. He just followed him around, got lit up. That's all. He got lit up all night. In fact, I think had Terrence Crawford not taken off a couple of rounds that he did take off because he wanted to make it 12 rounds, so I was worried about doing it at 160 pounds, I think he would have lit Canelo for every round. I thought he won every second of every round that he wanted to win. That's just the way it was. Of course, at the end of the night, two judges called it 115-113. Steve Weisfeld and somebody else, I can't remember who the second guy was, but they had it 115-113 or 7-5 in rounds. We're talking about a one-sided fight, folks. A one-sided fight could have been 8-4, 9-3. Maybe you want to push it, maybe 10-2. I'm not kidding you, man. You can see it that way. But the bottom line is, you probably couldn't see it 7-5. And, of course, the two judges saw it 7-5. Like Terrence Crawford said, they were trying to rip me off. Let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio. And I think we're doing something on Twitch.tv. I don't know. Straight up, it's stuttering. This is Ring Talk live worldwide. So I got to get on the telephone.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now listen, you can cut the budget, you can cut the talk, but don't you cut the food stamps, not for the kids. They the ones who still dreaming, still growing. Feed the children first. That's how a nation stays strong.
Check it, 25, make it 26 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tonight I'm going to see my buddy Lenny Williams, of course, the platinum recording artist, the man that, a lot of girls got knocked up and listened to his music. That's just the way it was, the backseat of cars, that kind of good stuff, the drive-ins. I mean, let's talk about old school music. But Lenny Williams, of course, one of the godfathers of old school soul music. He's doing his thing tonight at the Kaiser Convention Center in Oakland, California, with the Mighty Whispers. And the reason why the Kaiser Convention Center sort of pops up here is I tell you, when I was popping off as a kid, I was on top. I thought I was kicking everybody's ass around here. And some guy challenged me to a fight that I punished in the gym. Maybe I'm telling you the story over again, but a couple of times. But the bottom line is Juan Rodriguez, I won't use that word. Anyway, I mauled him in the gym. It just wasn't even close. I mean, I beat him up, this and that, body shots, the whole nine yards, had him cringing the whole nine yards, you know. So anyway, I figured when these guys challenged me to a fight, when they want to have a real fight, I thought it was some type of a joke, seriously. So I didn't really train as serious as I should, this and that, and he beat my ass. He did. He beat me up. I mean, he hit me a few times, so I didn't want to get hit, and this and that. I said to myself, this is not cool. Anyway, I ended up losing the fight. Fight that I probably shouldn't have lost. I'll never forget begging for a rematch. I basically told the whole gym, I shut everybody down the gym. I stood in the middle of the ring in Newman's gym. There were two rings there. I stood in the gym, I said, everybody shut up. Everybody shut. I shut everybody up. And Juan Rodriguez was there. And I said, Juan, I want a rematch with you. And I want a rematch with you soon. And guess what he told me? No, beating you was my claim to fame. I'm probably not going to beat you again. I'm not going to give you another shot. So that's me and Juan Rodriguez. And, you know, as I told you before, 38 wins, and yet I dwell about 3 losses more than I do any of the other fights. And it was championship fights. I won 4 championship fights as far as Golden Gloves are concerned, USPAL champion, California PAL champion. But guess what? You know, didn't get to the gold medal. Of course, went to the Olympic trials, the Western Olympic trials. Lost a decision to the number 9 guy, Vincent Webb. Vincent, he looked like he killed his mother, Webb, out of St. Louis, Missouri. Of course, he's a retired fireman now. But the bottom line is, I fought the best, and I did. And there's no excuses going in, coming out, okay? You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people at this point in time don't realize what old school boxing was all about. And they say they see stuff nowadays like, you know, the Jake Paul thing, and they think that that's boxing. That's not really boxing. It's not. I mean, Jake Paul's fought guys. Let me tell you, Daniel in the other room has never laced up his entire life, okay? Neither has his mom. But I think his mom and Daniel both might stand a better chance of beating Jake Paul than some of those guys he's fought. I mean, some of those guys he's fought were kick fighters. You know, had no idea how to move their hands and this. Now, I mean, no idea how to move their hands. They were boxing limited. I was using another word, but R word. I can't get away with that. I get in trouble. Anyway, bottom line is they were limited, to say the least. They were limited, okay? And, you know, everybody, oh boy. And he keeps generating more better numbers after each alleged fight. And they're not really fights. I mean, the Julio Cesar Chavez thing, there's no doubt in my mind, in my opinion, there's no doubt that the Sinaloa mob got to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. and told him, no try. No try, baby. Don't try at all, because he didn't try at all. I mean, he didn't throw a punch. He didn't throw a punch. He wasn't trying to win. He wasn't even trying to survive. He was just like, there. Okay? Of course, the son of the great Mexican icon, Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. But the kid, I remember interviewing him like in the 90s, I guess, maybe 90s, early part of the century, maybe early part of the century in San Jose, California. He wasn't even shaving yet, okay? But then again, you know, he already had a penchant for cocaine. He was already doing cocaine as a kid. So he had this penchant for cocaine. He did a lot of coke. And at one point in time, I think a couple of years ago, the Mexican government has got this based on record. In fact, I think they got recordings and people's statements and all that kind of good stuff. But get this, the Sinaloa cartel, the most ruthless cocaine cartel probably in all Mexico, if not in the world, but the bottom line is outside of the Colombians and the Russians. But the bottom line is the Sinaloa cartel, they bet big money on Chavez not getting knocked out and not winning the fight. That's how they made their money. There was no doubt about it. And of course, he's a guy that beat up people for the cartel. When I say beat up people for cartel, I'm not talking about going down the street and sucker punching people this and that, or maybe some guy holding some guy and you hit him this and that. No. What they did for Chavez was the Sinaloa mob. What they did was they hung members of the Sinaloa cartel that they thought were endangering the cartel per se or doing stupid things. They hung these guys upside down on ropes like they were meat, hanging back and forth. Like remember the piece of beef that Rocky was hitting, Sylvester Stallone was hitting there in the butcher shop, hitting those ribs and that. Well, basically that's what Chavez was doing with real people. He had real people dangling on ropes upside down, and he beat the puck out of them. When I say puck on the show, I mean puck with an F. You know what I'm trying to say. Bottom line is, he beat him almost to death. And he did this time and time again. In fact, the Mexican government says that they're going to criminally charge him. We'll see if he ever goes to jail, because he is the son of probably the greatest Mexican fighter of all time. Maybe, you know, I mean, Chavez, you can make a case for Chavez, maybe that, or the premature death of Salvador Sanchez. We never really know how good he would have been. Of course, Mike Tyson thinks he was the greatest Mexican fighter of all time. I saw him fight Gomez, I think, in 1981. Of course, it was a good fight. It went about 9 rounds. Gomez got his jaw, his eye bone broke, facial bone broken in the first round, got knocked down. Of course, the 3-1 underdog, 2.5-1, almost 3-1 underdog, was Salvador Sanchez. And Salvador Sanchez never lost a minute of that fight. I mean, Gomez fought bravely, but Sanchez kicked the snot out of him. I mean, he just did. So at the end of the day, it's either Sanchez or Chavez. Who are the best fighters pound for pound in the world? Anybody want to say something about that on the Twitch chat? Let me know. Of course, Chavez, we're going to say he went undefeated. Actually, he didn't go undefeated. Here's what happened. At one point, I remember the aforementioned Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council. Well, there was a point in Julio Cesar Chavez Sr.'s career where he hit some guy when he was on the ground, and the referee disqualified him, and so he lost the fight. So what Jose Suleiman did, he was part of the boxing commission at that point in time in this part of Mexico. They went to the commission, and the commission said they would rule it and make it a no contest. No contest that never, ever happened. So it turned into a no contest. You don't see it on the record books. But the bottom line is Julio Cesar Chavez, of course, 73-0, 74-0 before he allegedly lost to Nah. He lost early. Of course, brave guy, no doubt about that. I mean, he put it together. I remember reading about Julio Cesar Chavez's cocaine battles and this and that. And he has two or three rehab centers down there in Mexico right now. In fact, he had his son in and out of one like regularly. His son had his own bed there. But the bottom line is Chavez went to rehab three times. And he was talking about being on cocaine and the fact that when he would come home from a fight, you know, he would sit there in his house and snort cocaine for like a month. Just in his room, lock the room, okay, come out to eat, this and that, come out to go to the bathroom, outside of there. He would just sit there in his room and do blow. I mean, how boring can that be? I mean, by yourself doing coke, I don't know. Anyway, I guess you're not, if you're a cokehead, I guess that's your thing. But the bottom line is, he did this for a long time, years and years and years. In fact, I remember the funniest thing ever was when he said that he invited members of the Sinaloa cartel to a fight. And he had been on the wagon, the cocaine wagon, for about 6 or 7 weeks during training for this big fight. So he had this big fight, and he expected these cartel guys to show up at the party, the post-fight party, with some blow, right? None of them had any cocaine. And Julio Cesar Chavez was pissed. All right, straight up, let's change subjects. Let's talk about Richard Torres. Who is Richard Torres? Richard Torres was the Olympic silver medalist. Of course, he got a 13-0 record now, 11 knockouts. I've never been all that impressed with him. But then again, you know, I'm not impressed with American guys. And the reason why I say that is that they haven't really done a lot in the heavyweight division. Jared Anderson was supposed to be the real deal, and Jared turned out to be like a guy that needs a he needs an escort dog to accompany him to training. I mean, that's how mentally unstable he is. I'm serious. Forget drugs. He's just a nutcase, okay? But Richard Torres, pretty good-looking kid, 13-0, no scars, 11 knockouts, scores 43 professional rounds in 13 fights thus far. Take on a guy named Thomas Selleck, who is 23-7, a journeyman. It's going to take place, of course, in Mexico. And I will say this about these seven losses that Mr. Salek has. Four of them are knockouts. So you expect that if the script is written right here, and that's right, they do in boxing. They don't fix fights. They write scripts. And this is a script written, of course, say this guy's going to win inside the distance, no doubt about that. So if you get a chance, I think that would be the bet of the week. That would be the bet of the week, no doubt about that, would be Richard Torres to win inside the distance here. And if he doesn't win inside the distance, he's a bum. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, he's talking about fighting Moses Atama. Of course, Moses Atama, the hard-hitting heavyweight, 13-0, 11 knockouts, exact same record as Richard Torres. Of course, he comes to us from the U.K. He knocked out Dillian White in like the blink of an eye a few weeks ago. Of course, he captured the British boxing world. In fact, you know, him and Torres, the problem with Torres is Torres couldn't draw flies. I mean, I don't know, you know, he just couldn't. He's from Tulare, California. Let me tell you about Tulare, California. I went down to Turlock, California, which is right near Tulare, California, and I beat this guy to death and he disqualified me. That's another story for another day. But the bottom line is, he's from Tulare, California. There's no big arenas around here. There's no places he could draw. He could maybe if he fought there, he could maybe draw 2,000-3,000 people, maybe 3,000, maybe. So what I'm trying to tell you is, he has no drawing power. But yet Moses Aitama could fill up Wembley Stadium not once but twice. I mean, think about that. Not once, but twice. He could. Of course, Moses Aitama, the hot heavyweight, everybody's praising him, of course, coming off that Dillian White win. But, you know, he looks like he might be the real deal. Richard Torres, I got all kinds of problems with. Of course, in other words, he looks frail. He doesn't look like he can punch. Of course, the 11 knockouts might be the result of his slick matchmaking by Top Rank, because Top Rank, of course, Bob Arum, Master Bob of the Top Rank Plantation, they know how to promote fighters, especially a heavyweight. They know how to protect them. Of course, you can protect guys long enough, but then again, guys have got to step out and be a man. I mean, you got to step up and take the challenge or make a challenge or make a move, because if you can't sell tickets, I'm not saying to say Richard Torres can't sell tickets. I'm saying, where is he going to sell them? No, he can't sell tickets. So if he can't sell tickets, and what is he going to do? Think about that. What's he going to do? He's going to challenge a guy in the U.K. for a big money fight in the U.K. If not, he's going to he'll fight over here and he'll lose for a little money. That's the way it's going. Because I don't think he's going to become heavyweight champion of the world. Maybe I'm wrong. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now listen, you can cut the budget, you can cut the talk, but don't you cut the food stamps. Not for the kids. They the ones who still dreaming, still growing. Feed the children first. That's how a nation stays strong.
Looking at the current heavyweight division, of course, Joseph Parker and Fabio Worley having that great fight a couple weeks ago. And yes, it was a great fight. Why do I say that? Is that we had two world-class guys going at it back and forth. Of course, Joseph Parker coming in at 262 pounds, which is probably about 22 pounds above what he should have been. I don't get this. I mean, why would you go into a fight fat? That's what's sort of cool about not being a heavyweight, is that you have to make weight. When you have to make weight, you know, you sort of tend to discipline yourself a little bit better. You train a little differently, things like that, because you got to cut the pounds, got to cut the kilos, okay? But Joseph Parker and heavyweights like that, I mean, the fact that he weighed 240 in some of his best fights, 235, somewhere around there, and then he comes in at 262, and of course, he got gassed. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. And people want to say to me, oh, Fabio Worley, Tommy D dogs Fabio Worley. Of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth of the Sunday Show, the shot caller, he dogs him. He saw him, but a club fighter can punch a little, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he's 20-0 now with a draw and a 19 knockout. So I think in that knockout of Joseph Parker was impressive. The fact that Parker gassed, that's on him. Let me tell you, when a guy gasses, that's on him. You know you did not put your time in the gym. You just know you didn't do the road work. You didn't do it. You know it. I mean, that's why, again, making weight was so important in boxing. In other words, you watch yourself. I started training about, for a 139-pound fight, I probably started training at junior welterweight back then. I probably started training at 148 pounds, somewhere around there. Okay? And I probably get myself down to about 43, 42, this and that. And then, right around the fight, day of the fight, or probably the day before the fight, I bring it down to 139 pounds. Of course, I'd be 39 for like a minute, jump on the scale, get off, drink some fluids, be back to 145 pounds before you know it. But the bottom line is, that's the way I did it. Okay? Nowadays, guys don't have to do that anymore. I mean, they weigh in like 24, 36, 48 hours before a fight. Come on, man. Why even have a weigh-in? I mean, why even have a – think about that. Why are you weighing guys in? If you're weighing a guy in 24 to 36 hours before a fight, and most of these fight weigh-ins are taking place around 24 hours before, but one day before, the guy weighs in at 139 pounds. And then he comes back like the Ernie, remember I fought Ernie Chavez in National Golden Gloves? We fought at 147 pounds. I weighed 141 and a half. I thought, I'm going to be fast, I'm going to be smooth. Yeah, right. Anyway, Ernie weighed in at 147, smoking wet. There was smoke coming off him, steam, just because he was sweating. Okay, he had been in a steam room or something. But the bottom line is, Ernie weighed in at 147, all right? He weighed 167 when we stepped in. He said 167 or 164. I'm forget which one it was. He was either 164 or 167 when we fought, when we got in the ring in Las Vegas at the Showboat Hotel 3 or 4 days later, okay? I don't think that was cool because I'm telling you, sometimes size matters, and that was one time when size didn't matter. Plus the fact I couldn't hold my left hand up. For some reason, I couldn't hold my left hand up. He hit me with a right hook. I've never been hit with a right hook before in my life. I mean, sparring partners, you know, in San Francisco, we had a couple of southpaws. I was a southpaw, but for the most part, you know, we just didn't get a whole lot of southpaw sparring. Not that that would have helped me, because when he hit me so hard, when Ernie Chavez hit me in the National Golden Glove Tournament down there in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Showboat Hotel, the now defunct Showboat Hotel, when I looked across the ring, when I got up, my captain told me to get up, because I was horizontal, you know, like laying sideways when you should be vertical standing up. So he's telling me, get up, oh, something's wrong here. So anyway, I got up and I looked across the ring, and there were eight dudes standing there.
eight of them. I mean, eight Ernie Chavez's, eight of them. I mean, at least eight of them. And then, of course, I looked at the referee. It was two or three of him. So, like, there's 11 other people in the ring. There's only supposed to be three of us all together. And there's, like, 13 people in the ring. We got a problem here. Of course, the problem was I was neurologically disconnected. And I mean, I was done. I was short-circuited. I was suffering the effects of a concussion. There was no doubt about it. I mean, wow, I was like blown away by it. And I'd never been hurt like that. Never, ever. And as a cop, some dude hit me in the head with a steel flashlight one time. And I beat his, I mean, anyway, I took care of that. He paid for that dearly. What I'm trying to say is he hit me in the head with a flashlight, and that, a steel flashlight that weighed about 4 pounds, right? And you think that would be it, right? No, Ernie Chavez hit harder than that. I kid you not. 1-800-878-PLAY is 1-800-878-7529. Let's go through the top 10 heavyweights. And maybe if I got some time, we'll hear the Richard Torres clip. Okay, number two, 42-year-old Zil Zhang. Stick a fork in the fat Chinese guy. He's done. Jared Anderson, the aforementioned Jared Anderson, the basket case, the emotional basket case, 18-1. You can more than stick a fork in him. Just forget about it. Moses Itama, 13-0, aforementioned guy, the 11, the KOs, of course, coming to us out of the UK. He's a monster coming to us from the UK now. He could probably fill up Wembley Stadium, 90,000 people, against anybody. Next up is Martin Bacoli, who looks so terrible when he steps into a fight. He's 33 years old, but I thought he had some promise. Then he stepped into a fight with Joseph Parker down there in Saudi Arabia on 3 days' notice, and he weighed 300-plus pounds, 325 pounds, something like that. Bottom line is he was a pig. He should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. So I don't even want to put him in the mix anymore. Kubrat Pulev, somebody told me he's going to fight for the WBA title. Really? Or is it WBA champion or something like that? I don't know. Anyway, Pulev is 32-3 out of Bulgaria. He can fight a little bit. Next up, Derek Chisora. Of course, he's everybody's journeyman, 36-3, coming to us out of the UK, 41 years old. Next up, Richard Rakapu, and he comes to us from the UK as well. He's 18-1. He's 35 years old. Next up, of course, the aforementioned Richard Torres, number 13, of course, in the box rec, Richard Torres Jr., 13-0, 11 KOs, 26 years old, coming to us from the hot boxing hotbed that is Tulare, California. Next up, Umar Salamov. He is 32-2. He comes from Las Vegas. Of course, he's a Russian originally. Of course, and then next up, the 11 guy is Ella Afagada. I would think he's Samoan. He comes with us out of Stafford, Texas, and he is 31 years old. He is 21-1. Number four, number 10 is Michael Hunter. Michael, the bounty hunter, of course, his son. Of course, I televised some of the bounty hunters' major fights out there in Southern California. He's 24-1-2. Never thought much of him. Flip Hogovic is 18-19-1. I'm not a big fan of Flip. Of course, Joseph Parker, the aforementioned guy that got knocked out last week. Sick of forking him. He's fat as a pig, 33 years old. Goodbye. Listen, when you get old and you get undisciplined, that's when you pay the most because your reflexes aren't there. You think you've got things. You're BSing yourself. You're bull spitting yourself. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. Parker was bull spitting himself. I'm in shape. I'm 15 pounds over. I'll be stronger. That's what all those guys tell me. That's what all those guys tell me. That's what I thought when I was moving from junior welterweight to welterweight. I'll be stronger. No. The other guys are stronger. You're probably not going to be stronger. If you are the exception to the rule, like Roberto Duran moving up a weight. But anyway, Joseph Parker, sick of forking him. Number seven is Murat Gassiev. He's 32-2, come to us out of Russia, another Russian heavyweight. He can fight a little bit, no doubt about that. Tyson Fury, man, is Tyson Fury still around? He said last week that he retired. He doesn't want to do anything anymore. If they offered him $1 billion, he wouldn't come back and fight. You know what? If you offer me $1 billion, I probably wouldn't want to go see you. That's his weight. He's 37 years old. Goodbye, Giant Gypsy. It's time to take a walk, and I don't want to see you come back anyway. Lawrence Okolie, number five. Not a big Lawrence Okolie fan. 22-1, I believe, is a former cruiserweight champion, moving up, 32 years old. He comes with us from the UK as well. A lot of heavyweights from the UK. Of course, the number four guy, Daniel Dubois. 22-3, congrats. I think he's got 21 knockouts, 20 knockouts, something like that. But about him, he's 28 years old. He's been dented. I don't know if he can make a rise to the top, but he's ranked number four according to BoxRec. Number three, the undefeated kid from Germany. I'm talking about Ajit Kayabel. He's 26-0 with some like 19, 20 knockouts. So good fighter, no doubt about that. And some people think that he is the future of the heavyweight division. The aforementioned Fabio Wardley. Wow, Fabio, of course, coming off that knockout last week. 2 weeks ago of the aforementioned Joseph Parker. And yeah, Joseph Parker was fat, but still, Wardley took a lot of heat. When you take the heat that he took, and I mean, he took heat, you guys. He took shots. Parker can crack a little bit. Not that he's not Ernie Shaver's type of punchy or George Foreman type of punchy, but he can punch. And he's, packing 260 pounds. And remember, if he weighed in at 260, he walked into the ring a lot heavier than 260 pounds. I mean, nobody walked. Nah, this ain't done that way. I mean, the 260 was probably him feeling good about himself. 262, of course. He probably walked in the ring about 275 pounds, and it showed. And when you can't move and you get tired this night and you're carrying the extra weight, it's like being a handcuffed asthmatic. Your hands are cuffed. You can't move your hands. They won't move. And you're breathing like you're an asthmatic. It's a bad, bad position to be in. Of course, Parker was in that position, and he got knocked out. Do I think Wardley would have beat him anyway? I don't know. The fight was back and forth. I think Parker was slightly ahead on the scorecards, but not ahead to the point where it could have been a rout. But the bottom line is I think the fight was close, and I give Fabio Wardley all kinds of credit. In fact, I think he might be the future of the heavyweight division because he can take and he can give. And most importantly, he can give. 20-0, one draw, and 19 knockouts. Of course, the heavyweight champion of the world is the Oleg Usyk from the Ukraine. Of course, trades out of Oxnard, California, 24-0. I've never been able to really appreciate his ability. And I don't know why, because the guy's done nothing wrong. He's never lost as a cruiserweight. He's never lost as a professional, as a heavyweight or a cruiserweight. And of course, as an amateur, I believe he was a silver medalist or something like that in the Olympics. So, I mean, his record is stellar. But for some reason, I don't know. Maybe I don't appreciate fighters from the Ukraine or Russia. Maybe I don't. I don't know why. Maybe I got the Klitschko thing. I remember when I could have jumped on board with the Klitschko thing and I didn't. I was criticizing them in print when I could have kissed their ass a little bit. And Manny Stewart would told me, if you take care of the Klitschkos a little bit, bro, I can get you to Ukraine. I don't do it that way. That ain't me. And I won't kiss somebody's ass to get a gig. I just won't do it. That's why I have limited gigs and had limited gigs over the year. But guess what? When you can call your own shots, you can look in the mirror, just like I did as a cop. You say to yourself, I never effed anybody over. I never arrested anybody. Maybe one guy that didn't deserve it. Actually, the one guy that I arrested, I thought they didn't deserve it. Let me tell you what happened to them. I was an SF cop. So he was drunk as a skunk, and he kept calling me essay, effing essay. Hey, you effing essay. You effing essay. I said, listen, man, if you keep it up, I'm going to put you in jail. I'm going to throw you in jail for being drunk. I said, say essay one more time. He said essay one more time. Boom. He went to jail. Outside of that, I never, ever had any problems going home at night saying to myself, you put this guy in jail, you shouldn't have put him in jail. No. And all the people I put in jail deserve to go. In fact, there were some people I didn't put in jail that deserved to go. But anyway, Oleg Usyk, 38 years old now. Pound for pound, not a great heavyweight. Pound for pound, a great fighter because of the fact that he moved up from cruiserweight and he's been able to dominate the heavyweight division. Of course, he's beaten some good guys, so there's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, I don't know. If he's a flag bearer in boxing, maybe that's why boxing in the heavyweight division isn't doing all that well, because I don't know. I mean, he ain't the complete deal. Somehow, for some reason, I mean, he boxes people, and that's okay. But the bottom line is, I want to see people get heavyweights fight. I want to see people get hurt. I mean, people get knocked out. That's what heavyweight boxing is about. It's like, we don't want to watch guys box each other for 12 rounds. Of course, Oleg Usyk, the premier heavyweight champion right now. Of course, any of those guys could possibly beat him. But I think the guy that's got probably the best chance is maybe Fabio Wardley. And the reason why I say that is because Wardley isn't that big, but Wardley can crack and Wardley can take. And the fact that Wardley can cracker harder than I think anybody else right now in the heavyweight division. I mean, he's 20-0 with 19 knockouts. Think about that. 20-0, one draw, 19 knockouts. He's punching, no doubt about that. Let's take it to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Socrates Palmer had the day off. The reason why I had the day off, I'll tell you on the other side of the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now listen, you can cut the budget, you can cut the talk, but don't you cut the food stamps. Not for the kids. They the ones who still dreaming, still growing. Feed the children first. That's how a nation stays strong.
Okay, I've played that several times in the show. The reason why I'm playing that is the fact that President Trump has basically nixed any payments as far as food stamps are concerned. Of course, the reason why I bring up food stamps is that when I was growing up, my father ran off of my mother, okay? He didn't pay bills, ran off. He was a piece of work, piece of spit with an H, all right? But the bottom line is we got food stamps called Aid for Families with Dependent Children. Because she had a dependent children, okay, she was able to get food stamps. And this food stamps, like, it wasn't a lot of money, but we ate on it. And I'll never forget that. I remember going to the store and suffering the stigma of having to buy stuff with food stamps because people would say things. So there were certain stores I went to that I would bring the food stamps to because I knew they wouldn't give me a bad time or malign me for doing it. I kid you not. I mean, they would say stuff like, yo, you get a free bag because you got food stamps. And so, I mean, they would just dog you because you were using food stamps or at EB, that's called, in the modern day now, it's called the EBT card, which is food stamps. Now, the president's like cut that, and like 40 million people are going to go without their SNAP checks as far as November 1st, today's concerned. And I think that's appalling. It's like Muhammad Ali said, we should feed the children, budgets, politics, all that kind of stuff set aside. The bottom line is we need to feed the children, no doubt about that. So I'm really upset about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Good fight on the zone coming to us from across the pond. Zach Parker versus Joshua Bootsy. Joshua Bootsy was on the show, I guess, about 2 or 3 years ago. He's 19-1 with 13 KOs. Zach Parker's 26-1 with 18 KOs. But Zach Parker was stopped by John Ryder. Remember John Ryder? He fought Canelo Alvarez a few years ago, did real well against Canelo, and retired in his next fight. But otherwise, he wasn't much at all. I mean, if he was supposed to be a forest fire, it was more like a pilot light. I mean, that's just what John Ryder couldn't fight at all, couldn't punch at all. But the bottom line is, one fight after the Canelo fight, he retired. So this guy lost to John Ryder. What I'm trying to tell you is that Joshua Bootsy probably looks like a winner here. The UFC is going tonight. That's right. Dana White is my favorite guy. I know that about it. He's got a featherweight card on a featherweight fight on top, a 5-rounder, Steve Garcia versus David Onama. Of course, these guys are 5 rounds at 145 pounds. Also on the card, a heavyweight bout, Waldo Cortez Acosta versus Ante Deja. Good luck on that one. Bottom line is a couple of chicks on the card. There's a couple of women's cards fight later on, women's bantamweight, women's strawweight. Of course, women always steal the show when it comes to the MMA because they fight so brutal. They just do. I mean, I can't. Some of them chick fights, I got to turn my face away. Of course, a lot of the fights in the UFC, I can't stomach them. If you can stomach them, maybe you're not so human. Maybe, you know, because I tell you why. Because I've been in the gym and I've seen guys get hurt. I've hurt guys. And I'm not going to go there. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Socrates Palmer had the day off. He had to work and had to work on his regular job. Of course, that's, you know, I told you what he does for a regular job, right? He's an enforcer for the mob. Yeah, kid, you know, that NBA scandal? Yeah, he's running things for the mob, no doubt about that. Talk about the aforementioned Socrates Palmer. Now, the Sunday shot caller, Tommy D, he doesn't get up until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I take that back. He gets up for us on Sunday. So he'll be up tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, which is 2 p.m. Eastern time, live right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I can keep going and going. But the bottom line is, tomorrow we will spend some time with the retired HBO Godfather as well. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, my mentor. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're celebrating the fact that Daniel Ogden's mother came through with a wonderful health checkup this week, so we're all pumped up about that. Outside of that, it's been another great show, and I thank you so much for tuning in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hosted by Pedro Fernandez, is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.